Yes, we will. I apologize if I slaughter this next sentence. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, Israel, Adonai our God, Adonai is one. Deuteronomy 6:4. These are the words God commanded his people to keep in their hearts, on their headbands, tied to their hands, and affixed to their doorposts. They were to teach them to their children and talk about them wherever they found themselves. Do you display anything to remind yourself or others in your home to turn their thoughts to the Lord? I have a tile plaque with Joshua's declaration, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24:15. I had it proudly displayed above my fireplace. When my home was in full chaos, as we attempted to combine 3 generations of our family due to financial hardship, I became very discouraged. I read the words I displayed and cried as I took the plaque down and placed it upside down in a corner. I felt as though I was the only one in the house who wanted it to be true, and I was overcome with defeat. My household did not serve the Lord, and it was obvious. I felt I was a liar to declare it. Satan won the battle that day, but not the war. The God I serve wouldn't leave me there. He sent a meek and mild bulldozer to me in the form of a young lady whose body was my kid's age, but her soul was much, much older. She lovingly pestered me until I allowed her to come to my house. I shared my Joshua story with her through tear-filled eyes. I'll never forget how she flipped my heart over with these words, "You know, that could be prophecy as well. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." With hope once more, I put the plaque back on the wall and stood to fight again. Don't let your surroundings convince you that you are defeated. The one true God sees you, and you are not alone.